Hey, G2RY. QRZ KG2RY. Your signal's a little bit noisy. Go ahead. Negative copy. Try to put the antenna in a better position. I'll stand by. A little bit better. While I'm talking, try to see if you can get maximum signal by moving your antenna around. Now, when you get to the position where it is the loudest, keep it in that position. Maximum signal on the receiving end. Go ahead. Negative copy. Now, the other thing you could try is to get one of those 18-inch whip antennas, put it on your AT. I think Nagoya makes them for a few dollars, right? KG2RY. They also, there's a product called Slim Jim. You can look it up. Slim Jim. And you just attach the connector to your HT instead of your antenna. This is KG2RY, standing by.
That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. that tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m. That tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Kilo November 6th, Golf Double X-ray. On the road. 73, everyone. Morning. November 6th, Golf Double X-ray, touchdown, 10-3 everyone.
W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL.
W2VL repeater.
J2KMB, WB2ZFE. J2KMB from WB2ZFE.
ZUC Mobile listening.
AG1 DYA listening.
I think I heard KT1 CIA or something like that. N2ZUC back to you.
N2Z Uniform Charlie, I believe it was. Yeah, Kilo Charlie 1. Delta Yankee Alpha. HT in the Boston area. Over IRLP. Good morning.
Well, good morning from Boston. You don't have the accent. They say I have a New York accent. The name is Ron Roger Oscar November. 48 degrees, a beautiful morning here. Back to you.
Yeah, we have about 45 degrees, and clear blue sky. Sun is shining. It's absolutely beautiful. And the name is Kevin, Kilo Echo, Victor, India, November, Kevin. Yeah, I kind of worked on losing my accent many years ago. As soon as I left the area and I would open my mouth, people would say, hey, You're from Boston. So I worked on losing it. I you know, went around the country a lot, the world travel, so eventually I dropped it. How are things on, are you on Long Island itself, or are you another part of New York? Back over to you.
I'm in Nassau County in Valley Stream. Make my way to the gym, get some exercise. Very good, Kevin. It's a hard thing to do, lose an accent, for sure. Back to you.
Well, you know, most of the time I was in the service, so there were a lot of accents. In fact, I probably picked up a southern one while I was there. But, I don't even think about it now. I just pronounce my R's, and that's about it. But, of course, as you know, within an area, you've got accents within accents. There's a north of Boston accent, a south of Boston accent, and Rhode Island is something else. I'm not even sure, kind of a mongrel between Massachusetts and New York. Back to you, Ron.
Boston. We had Bill Bratton down here for a while. He never shook it. You could tell where he was from.
Oh, yeah, Boston. Yeah. So, if you go over to England, they call it Worcester. So, well, it depends where you are in England, too. So, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot. We have a lot of cities and towns here that have a suffix. But they don't realize that T-O-N is a suffix. We have Canton, we have Boston, we have Middleton. We have, it's just a suffix for a town.
I guess all that makes the world interesting, don't you think?
Oh, very much so. Well, in New York, you know, being as big a state as it is, certainly there's quite a few accents out there. You get out towards Pennsylvania or up by Watertown, up by the Canadian border, you can see really different inflection of certain words.
So you're a bit noisy, but I can make you out fine. Are you nearby a repeater that has IRLP? Is that how you're able to get in?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm on an HT, just sitting on my porch, enjoying a cup of coffee. And I'm about probably 3 miles as the crow flies from the repeater.
It works out good. Makes it very convenient. You can get all over with that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I enjoy it. We have several repeaters in the area, Echolink and IRLP capable. So every once in a while I get on to see what's going on.
That's a good thing to have. There's so many ways of using ham radio. DMR is popular here. Echolink is popular. I haven't gotten into either of them, but when I'm in the car, I'm on the radio. Mobile radio and some HF at home, so I keep busy with that.
Oh, yeah, DMR is very popular here, too. I have not gotten involved with it. I like to keep things simple. But, yeah, HF and the vehicle, I'd like to do that. I haven't done it yet. But any particular bands, I kind of have my eye on the 60-meter band. I enjoy working 60 meters, and it seems like it would be ideal for a mobile with the, just the five channels. And there's a fellow out in the Buffalo area who has a 60-meter mobile, and he comes into my QT. Trips from Buffalo north. I'm not sure. I don't think he goes into Canada. But I can follow him all along on the trip.
No, you misunderstood. I say HF from home. Occasionally I'm on, and mostly 20 meters. I don't sit there too long. I get impatient and get up and want to do something else. I'm going to sign with you at my destination. It's good talking to you, and you have a nice day, Kevin. November 2, Zulu, Uniform Charlie, listening out.
Okay, Ron. Well, pleasure was all mine. I'll say 7-3, and I'll disengage from Mr. Peter. So, November 2... Dead Uniform Charlie, 7-3 from KC1DYA. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Kevin, before you go, KC1DYA, I think that's the call, WA2CDO, is the last.
Was that W8Zulu Echo Oscar?
Whiskey Alpha 2 Commercial Driver's License, CDL. Name is Andy, A-N-D-Y. Not far from the guy you were just talking to, next town over. In West Hempstead. How you doing, Kevin?
Oh, good morning, Andy. W-A-2-C-D-L. I messed that one up. Doing very well today, thank you. And a beautiful day here, as I hear it is also on in your area.
Yeah, I must say, we've hardly had any winter here, hardly any snow, and it looks like the future doesn't foresee any snow either, so temperatures are going to be in the mid-60s here today, which is nice, especially for the beginning of March. March usually, you know the old saying, March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. Hopefully, so far it's going in like a lamb, and it'll come out like a lamb. So, looking forward to that. And since we turned the clocks, I don't know if you guys do that. I don't think all states turn the clocks ahead or back, but we did. So now it gets darker an hour later than it has before. So, fine business on being up near Boston. I just looked you up on QRZ. My sister lives in Holliston, Massachusetts. Holliston, and I visit her. And coming up in May, I'll be passing through the area because I go to Deerfield, New Hampshire, to the Neofest, which is a great flea market, a two-day event up in Deerfield. I've been doing that for years. So I'll be heading up your way, go to Deerfield. That's coming up in May, to let you know. I don't know if you've ever attended the New Hampshire flea market up at Deerfield. It's a really good one. Back to you, Kevin.
Oh, very good, Andy. Holliston, that's about 10 miles west of me, southwest, and a nice little town. And yes, I've been to Deerfield. Didn't go last year. Might go this year. We'll see. Are you going to be staying over in Holliston, or are you going to drive straight through up to Deerfield? I'll give you a good repeater to program into your radio while you're in the area. It's a lot of good coverage.
Okay. Yeah, give me the frequency. I might have it programmed in already. And, no, I usually stay in Manchester, New Hampshire, which is about 6 miles away. So I've been doing that. And once in a while, when I pass through, you know, I just stop by and visit my sister, who's, I just mentioned, who's up in Holliston. There's most of the time on the way back from the Hamfest. But I've been staying in Manchester for a number of years. And we'll do it again this year. I have a table that I set up indoors, and that's the reason why I go. Besides looking around, and I'm looking to buy anything because I have too much stuff. My collection is huge, and I really have to start consolidating, getting rid of stuff. So, but I have a table that I set up, and I do a service up there. So I'm looking forward to that. Actually, I'll be in Connecticut the end of this month at another ham fest doing the same thing. So I sort of make the rounds and go to different places. So give me that repeater frequency. I'll write it down. I'll see if I have it programmed into my radio.
Yeah, it's the Caxton repeater in Caxton, Massachusetts. It sits on a very high hill that used to be part of the FM radio system back in the early days of FM radio and Major Armstrong over one of his businesses. It's 146.970. That's say again, 146.970. I think the PL is 114.8. But it's got good wide coverage. It's a good, strong, reliable repeater.
Okay. Yeah, I think I have that one in already. That frequency sounds familiar when I go up there. I got a bunch of repeaters programmed in for Connecticut that I go when I go through Connecticut also. And of course repeaters down here. But sounds familiar. I think when he said Jackson, yeah, I remember hearing that. So very good. And I enjoy HF as well. 9 o'clock here. I gotta remember that I gotta move my clock up here in 1 hour. I didn't do it yet. I'm just looking at the time and I'm saying, oh, it's 8 o'clock. No, it's 9 because I forgot to do it yesterday. So I gotta take care of that. I just glanced at the clock on the wall. I'm active on HF and usually on 75 meters with the